RSN, listening.
KX, monitoring.
4HKX, KF4RSN.
Heck.
Right, how are you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing good. Did you change your call sign?
When yes, so KF4RSN was what I was originally given by the FCC, and I guess like a woman, wanted something different, and so I did a vanity. And then after I got the vanity, I did something with my initials in it, and it was K1ABH. And then after I got it, I didn't like it. So, like a woman again, I changed back.
Just threw me for a loop that I recognized the voice, but I didn't recognize the call sign.
Like I say, when I originally got this call sign, I was like, man, I'll never remember that. And by the time I got my vanity, I couldn't not say it. And I just felt silly with the vanity, so I applied to get this one back, and so I've been running with this since.
I know I struggled with my call sign when I first got it also. That HKX at the end of it's a mouthful sometimes.
It's easy to say, it just sounds like a million other letters is the only problem I have. Everybody hears RFN or RFM or all sorts of different conjuring things.
I get the same thing. That's how come I just started saying KO4 Hotel Kilo X-ray with mine most of the time.
Hey, I've been meaning to reach out to you. I keep seeing you pop up on APRS when I'm riding around. But for some reason, I can't get on this repeater very good anymore from my mobile, and I don't know what the deal is. I get into the repeater just fine, but when I'm riding around, I got to check and see if I got a coax issue in my Jeep, but as soon as I start moving, man, I can't hear anybody talking.
Coming in loud and clear today, no problems at all.
I'm radio and antenna right now, but when I'm mobile, like I say, I don't even try anymore because people can hear me just fine, but when they try and talk back to me, it just cuts in and out, and like I say, I don't know if it's when I start moving and the antenna is moving, I don't know if I got a break in the coax to where when it starts wobbling, it's, you know, cutting or breaking every once in a while, or what my issue is.
Could be a loose connection internally in the radio, depending on what kind of radio you got.
Thing, it's it did it with my, so I was running my HT and my Jeep for a while on the mobile antenna, and I could get into the repeater just fine on 5, and I had an amplifier for a while and got it up to 20 watts, and could do just fine, but then I started, you know, one day having that issue, and I thought it was something to do with the cheap amplifier, so I eventually got me a new radio, got a Yaesu FCM300 in there now. And at first, I thought it solved the issue, because the first day I played with it, it was doing just fine. But I found out it was because I was sitting still, and as soon as I started moving, it was doing the same thing again. So I pretty much narrowed it down to the coax.
So I just go ahead and pull it out and replace it, or whatever you got to do to fix that, then.
Project for another day, I guess, because it's mounted in the roof of my Jeep, so it's going to require pulling the headliner down, at least a taste, to get a new one up in there.
Those are mounted in a hard to get to places, but if you want them to be right, that's the way you got to do it sometimes.
What do you run for APRS? What kind of radio?
I'm on my Kenwood TMD710G.
Those when I got the 300, they just discontinued those, didn't they?
No, I've heard both ways that Kenwood's getting out of everything but the HF. I've heard they're getting out of all amateur radio. I really don't know. I don't know if it's just supply chain issues or what. So I know you can't hardly get one of these radios right now. You've got to just find somebody that's got one left on the shelf for a used one.
Looking, because that's what I wanted to get, and when I was looking, because the APRS was a feature that I absolutely wanted, and the only Kenwood that I could find was on eBay, and I think they were asking $1,100 for it.
Well, I can say. There is actually one listed on Facebook Marketplace right now for like $5.
Came across that when I, before I'd actually bought something, I might would have jumped on that, because that's pretty much what the Yaesu's cost.
This little radio, with the APRS and the built-in TNC, it's got a lot of capabilities of dual radios. The only thing I don't like about it is how you got to send an APRS message, where you got to spin the dial, push the dial to choose the letter. It's just time consuming.
I'm with that on my 300, and there are certain menus that you have to do that same thing. Now, typing the actual message out, you can use the keypad on the remote, kind of like the T9 word on the old cell phones, and it's a little quick, but it still takes some getting used to. I tried doing it yesterday, and it still took me a second to send something out.
Add a Bluetooth keyboard to this one if I add a Bluetooth dongle to it, but that's a later down the road. Right now, I just use it like it is to broadcast out my APRS location and receive messages and stuff like that. And I will send a message every now and then. The nice thing is the remote head. I can pick the head up and make it where it's convenient for me to make it a little easier instead of mounting it to the dash.
Yeah, a must-have feature nowadays. It was a feature I never knew about in the CB world, and I'm surprised that hasn't caught on in pretty much every facet of radio.
They don't do that with the, like you say, the CB, because that would clean up a lot of stuff, especially with the cabs of these trucks nowadays with nowhere to mount them. I guess that's why a lot of guys don't put CBs in anymore.
When I first, CB's kind of how I got into ham radio. I was in CB years and years ago when I was in high school, just being one of those annoying kids. And then about a year ago, I started kind of delving back into it, and it segued into ham radio. And I got on some forums and was looking at people's stuff, and that was one of my biggest frustrations, was people would talk about, you know, they'd look at somebody's picture and be like, well, you can't mount it there, it's dangerous. And, you know, if you have a wreck, it's going to hit your knees. And then somebody put on the dash, well, if you have a wreck, it's going to go flying. And somebody put it, you know, on the passenger side, and, well, you can't put it there, you know, your passenger's going to hate your guts. And I was like, for God's sakes, you know, where do you put a radio?
More, I mean, it's definitely a nice feature having a detachable head. When they done that, that was a good thing, I believe.
300, I put the head up in the sunglass holder, up in the roof where the overhead lights are, and the radio itself is in the glove box, so you'd almost never know anything is there. And then, like I say, another great thing about the ham radio world versus CB is they use the RJ45 or RJ12 connectors for the mics, so you can run those things 200 feet if you had to.
Definitely a nice feature, and but I've got this one set up in here right now. The radio is actually mounted down close to the floor, underneath the cup holder, and then the head's up on the dash of the truck right in my line of sight, so I can see what's going on anytime without looking away from the road.
The only thing, I've toggled back and forth between putting it like a suction mount kind of up around the dash, somewhere on the dash. But it may have been a non-issue, but for some reason I got worried about it being in constant sunlight, especially me not driving my car every day, and it sits out in the sun a lot of times for 2 or 3 days in a row, just sitting there beating down on it. I was afraid it might mess the radio up.
Thing to watch out for, I know there are some radios out there, but where this truck sits, when I'm not in it, I don't have to worry about that. It's a shaded area, so I have to more worry about the weather we just had not leaving than anything.
working today?
Running the roads today.
Had a weekend of nights that I just had, so I'm probably should be asleep right now, but I can never sleep my first day off. I have to work on the house and what the kids wrecked while I was at work.
Mine are all grown now, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. But I used to work swing shifts, 12-hour swing shifts when I worked at DuPont. And that weekend of nights was always something, because you had that quick turnaround to get back to days.
And I can't wait to do something different just for that respect. It takes its toll once you have kids, man. It's a blast when you're single, or which I refer to people as single now when they're married and don't have kids, probably erroneously, but yeah, when you can stay on that night shift schedule, it's not so bad. But when you got kids, man, you don't get to acclimate, because on your days off, you got to go back to day shift.
It was something else. I was young and married, and my son was born, I don't know, toward the end of me getting off of that, so I didn't have to do it too long with him being young. They shut the plant down shortly after I found out my wife was pregnant with him, so maybe a year with him on shifts like that, so it wasn't too bad.
Same with me. I moved divisions not long after my son was born, so I got to go on the day shift thing, but now I'm back in it, and it's less glamorous than I remembered it, I'll say that.
And I don't see how you guys do it, and I know I appreciate it. I know I'm not down there, and I don't live down there where you're at, but still yet, you're protecting family and friends sometimes, so traveling through, you never know. So, again, I do appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
Always have open routes if you're ever interested in this.
Not going to rule it out. I got a few things in the works that I'm looking into, trying out. Probably going to give it a couple more months, a couple more tries, and if it doesn't pan out, I'm certainly going to be open to some options.
More information about it, just let me know, and you're welcome to come ride with me and hang out one day, and that way you get a real gist of what's going on.
I'll definitely keep that in mind.
My information on QRZ should be good if you ever need to contact me, or I can just give you my phone number, it doesn't matter to me. Just let me know which one you want and when you're ready.
Good with the QRZ info. I'm if it gives me a little bit, I'm usually fairly resourceful with tracking down the rest.
Well, I'm going to say 7-3s for now. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to go in here and take care of these guys and try to get through the rest of the day. You take care out there and be safe. 7-3s, Andrew.
I'm talking to you. KO4RSN, I'll be clear.
Jackson, I'll be clear.